This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When I say I'm like critical of like traditional religion, because like the obviously the conceptions of God or whatever, we're supposed to like, you know, white guy with a beard sits on a cloud, whatever, like this is what they want us to understand as like God.
Yeah.
To me, God has glasses.
Well, this is a point I was going to make, which is that it I think some people say, well, that's just this specific thing that has been sold to us, this like white guy with a beard on some cloud. And I go,
right,
it's actually not specific enough.
Yes, exactly.
I think he's Polish.
Yeah.
I do not think he's white.
Right.
You know, I think that he is a Polish man. Glasses. Yes.
Yes. He for sure has glasses. He's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
He's huge and we're tiny. So like he's looking at us all the time. Like he doesn't need glasses. We're so tiny to him.
This is my intro, right? I just
he's gigantic. He's like the biggest guy. I'd love to hear your take on this.
He's bigger, I think, than
you deal with this. These like big questions, right?
Well, this is actually a good question for you because you do tackle things like this, but you wouldn't be able to tackle God. He's huge. Who's the think of the big? Who do you think of as like the biggest guy?
I would say the biggest guy was 8'11". So I like to think of that guy. I think the tallest guy.
God's a little smaller than that, you know.
As far as where I was raised, you're the tallest man is God. And
to God, that's like the tiniest inchworm.
Oh,
that's huge.
My conception of God is that he's 8'8". So if this guy's 8'11", God's going like, that's not so tall.
It's just sort of a weird box to put God in, I think.
Let's stand back to back.
Well, if you're going to make him 8'8".
He's a Polish guy. He's saying it in Polish.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, he's definitely, yeah. I don't disagree with the Polish thing.
The glasses thing you take issue with?
I just take issue with the idea that we're going to, you know, go 8'8". I think we could probably meet, it's probably Boban Marjanovic is probably who we're thinking God is. I mean, he's not Polish, but to an American, I think we could fudge him as Polish.
No, he's I don't Polish-ish. Really know the difference between them and whatever he is.
That's the right way to say that. And I'm sure that's the right way to say that. But so something like that. I mean, I just think, you know, I definitely, you know, I support the idea that he's big, but he's like relatable. You know, I think that's what people loved about Jesus. He was like
he was also huge,
big guy, but huge. He was just down. Yeah,
down.
Yeah, Jesus is not as big as
Well, he's
God,
his kid,
obviously.
I think he's his kid.
Yeah,
I don't remember the tree, but I believe he's the son of God.
He's either his kid or he's one of his kids, like very, very close friends.
So close that like he's around the house all the time, and like basically at some point you're like, hey, man.
Yeah,
like, do you that just he's just in just, that. Like,
there's no actual direct familiar relation, but he's just like Uncle God.
Yes,
Uncle God's good.
Uncle God, is there any Elio's in the freezer? Uncle God's like,
there's one Elio's.
Now there are.
Yeah,
yeah. He's about a bounty. Yeah.
I just went to the store.
No, I guess.
Or what are you saying?
It would be it could be that. I didn't really picture him shopping.
Now there are. Yeah, I just put the groceries away.
Now there are. Mm-hmm. I bought some a couple hours ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And Elios is the name of the sun god. So like they have that up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the irony that he's working with the Frozens is
Yeah, it's crazy.
Not lost on me.
Yeah, the sun is so hot.
Well, it doesn't matter to him. They last long. They can be stored that way, and he can cook them like this. He pinch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really the form we all
burns his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's nice to like meet, you know, because obviously we obviously have different denominations. I mean, the way we're talking, but we're able to meet in the middle and find like
we were all
ground.
Raised in
what's
totally
your denomination?
All with all different kinds of being Catholic.
De Niro's.
Oh wow.
What were you?
My denomination?
Yeah.
Hundreds.
That's really
hundreds
good.
Only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be tough. I mean, that's a tough way to grow up. I've heard about people who grew up with that, and that's you have to be very, you know, no, not enough people break those if you're not.
But the clothes, the clothes are nice.
In my
the
household,
are very fancy.
It's funny to think about it because when I was growing up, it seemed so normal to me. Now it would be controversial, but in my household, Joe Biden got denomination.
That's crazy. That's wild. That was a while ago, huh?
That's when he was growing up, though.
Yeah,
that was a while
that's when
ago.
I was growing up.
I mean, he's talking about when he was growing up. So
yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
It makes sense that it would be a while.
But you grow up around it, you don't even think about it. But now, obviously, it's controversial that Joe Biden got the nomination.
Yep.
Gareth.
But let's introduce. You asked Gareth. If it was
I'd rather
intro,
not be
and
introduced.
It was.
No, I, at this point, I don't. I would
well, I'd rather not do it. I mean, I'd rather not do it. I don't know what I would say.
Unless if it's prepared and really good, let's do it. But if it's going to be. Let's do it right if we're going to do it. And I don't mind doing it. I should point
that
out.
What would a prepared one sound like? And I'll let
this
you know if that's what I do.
This guy is incredible. Something like that. Starting like that would be great for me.
We're going off.
You've seen him on Comedy Central's Premium Blend.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Colleges all over the cut. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I want that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Shorties watching shorties.
Yep.
Pulp comics. Yeah, we just
make me laugh.
Yeah, I oh man, when I was a kid, let me tell you, I would have done a lot to be on Make Me Laugh. But no, go ahead. I guess if it's good, let's do it.
Were you sick a lot as a kid? So you're watching Make Me Laugh at like 2:30 p.m.
Yeah.
On a
I played Make Me Sick.
Yes, that's the mark of a sick child.
I remember as an older man, meeting the guy who hosted it.
Mark Cohen.
Wow, that's fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
And he was like playing like, he was like opening for someone I knew at the Golden Nugget. And I was like, that's a crazy reality check for this business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember.
He's saying walking in Memphis too, right?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Someone on Make Me Laugh doing, because you only had a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah. That's what was so horrible about the show.
And it was, he just goes real quick, Al Pacino, Jerry Seinfeld, and Christopher Walken as the Budweiser frogs. Just one by one, Budweiser annihilates, destroys the entire studio and me at home. And then I did it for my parents at dinner.
Wow.
And
it was Pacino, Seinfeld, and who's the third?
Christopher Walken.
Sir. Oh,
sir.
Yeah.
But did it make him laugh?
What?
I said he destroyed the entire fucking studio. Like, I've never.
No, did it make your family laugh?
No, at some point.
Make my dinner.
The chain reaction has to end somewhere.
I mean, but we're just talking about, you know, one away. You feel like it's close to the original source material.
It's got to end somewhere, though.
I know, but it literally ended the first, you know, the first time away.
Well, I don't know who gave it to him. Someone must have
true.
Done it for him.
Yeah, there's no way that guy came up.
But he
with
just
that,
made maybe. That up.
He had to start out. He was watching Make Me Laugh. You know,
it's very meta.
Yeah.
Is it crazy? Sorry, is it crazy to hear the full impression of it? Is it crazy to ask for that?
To have
I did Bud and I did
Could I hear it all?
And Jerry Seinfeld, that one I'm losing a little bit.
Well, what if you put it all together so we could just kind of hear that? And I think you could kind of probably cover your tracks a little as the Seinfeld one.
That, yeah, that's really good.
Wise.
That is what it was. Wise. And I think that's where I went astray at dinner.
Well, maybe the thing to do is to, why don't you do the Chris Rock and the Walken? I'll do the middle.
Wait, where he's doing Chris Rock now? I am curious.
So that is a great way to trick me into doing Chris Rock.
I think you're allowed to do it.
If Sean hadn't pointed it out, I would have done it.
Sean.
I think here's my problem at dinner.
I don't
think I distinguished the Wise and the Seinfeld and the Walken. I didn't
all
separate
this planning,
them
months of planning.
Sean.
And at the crucial moment.
2 years of waiting to cancel him.
We were so fucking close.
And then we got it so organically.
In the palm of our hand.
Someone mentions premium blend.
Right,
of course I'm
going to
bring up Make Me Laugh. Of course I'm going to bring up
that. We're in a war room. Cork boards, yarn. I don't think premium blend is going to get him to say it. I've worked with him long enough. It'll pimp him into it. He knows.
Gareth, what we know of you is mostly what Kevin has...
That's nice.
Told
it's
like us.
It's a bad start to the intro, but we'll plow through.
He said your name was Garth, which I was like,
kept saying Garth. Yeah,
it's
We've
not
been
Garth.
So clear about this. It's not.
He.
I don't know. I don't know who to believe anymore.
It isn't. It's just believe me. It's not.
Kevin.
No, don't even
30
ask
second
his
rebuttal.
What? he's gonna get the denomination.
Jury's still out.
Wise. Is that wrong to do? Yeah, so my name's Gareth.
That's a Wise.
See, I think you would go more like Wise.
Well, now I'm just doing an impression of you doing an impression.
A lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that.
Like you just kind of set ship that face. Voice that launched 1,000 Seinfelds. Sorry.
It took me, crazy?
It took me quite a few shots.
I hear that.
Is that crazy? Is that crazy to say?
No, not at all. That's why we wanted you in here. That was the other thing we knew about you. We knew what Kevin said, and we knew that you were
my name might be
the
Garth,
original and... Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep.
The show is We're Here to Help.
It's Hollywood Handbook.
Wow.
Oh, my show.
No, it was. The show was Hollywood Handbook. The show at
Hollywood
one time,
Handbook was the show for a long
time. I don't think you're allowed
was
to
the
take...
Show.
Well, We're Here to Help is my show, so I don't think you're allowed to...
And now it's the show.
Mm-hmm. And now
you can't. You're Seinfelding me. You can't
and
do
for
that.
For a long time, the show was Hollywood Handbook. Man, yep. that was nice.
Legally, the move you're making right now is not Wise.
I'm just saying, this is now the show. It's been covered and...
Mm-hmm.
All right. That I mean, old, I'll let her go.
That's
I
on
guess.
TV.
That old gray lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't really, but yeah, I guess.
And she
the
can,
old gray bitch, yes. Kevin calls her.
Oh, come on. Kevin, you're out of line
and says,
again.
And he says, but I tamed her. That's what Kevin says.
Kevin.
That's
what he's not, Kevin he's not says doing any us. Like hand motions or anything.
Kevin calls
that,
me
he?
In the middle of the night.
Oh, Kevin.
He is doing hand motions, but I don't know what they are. I don't understand
crazy.
Them.
That's crazy.
It sort of looks like he's playing the trumpet, but it's really far away from his body.
That's great.
I don't know what it means.
That's wild. Yeah, that makes, he's doing it now. And he says, I tamed her while he
I
does that.
I tamed that old gray bitch.
Yes.
I can't even.
I don't know what the hands are doing.
God.
And he, it's Kevin's the producer.
Yep.
And he's on air talent as well.
Yep.
And that's what he does. He works his way on there, doesn't he?
Something yeah, he really
finds
does.
His way onto that
For
microphone.
Behind
I had
the
a
scenes
small
guy.
Idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what could work. He does a lot of that.
Yes.
He does the
this
jump
part.
In.
I think I'll need to explain.
Well, I'll listen to some of our episodes, and there'll be edits, and I'll go. He really cut a lot around me, but don't think he really cut around himself a lot.
Yeah, he just does that. He doesn't.
I know my stuff works, he always says.
Yeah.
We'll finish an episode that's a little bumpy, kind of like this one. Yeah. And we'll go, hey, can we even release this? And he'll go, I know my stuff works.
Man, we should put it out because I'm on fire this one.
Yeah.
And he talks to us, like, I don't know how much he talks to you about us, but he talks to us about you all the time. And it doesn't come up.
I mean, it's come up, but it's been like, he's been, you know, I mean, I don't think I'd be out of line saying he's been pissed when he's talking about you guys.
Okay.
That's how it is framed.
Yeah, okay. It's and a lot of times it's comparative. A lot of times he'll sort of tell us what we're doing in the direction of something that he likes and how it compares to, you know, they won't so ever what, get there.
Than what we do makes him pissed because we won't get there.
They'll never get there. He keeps saying that sort of stuff.
He said that
they were so close, and that was a few years ago. He says,
mm-hmm. "Right,
Jesus." He's saying, "Yeah,
because he's a fan first, and it pisses him off so much."
When
he doesn't get,
he'll kill hang up the phone
that he needs.
Yes, right. That's what he says a lot. He goes, "I need that content. Isn't where I need
it." He's so passionate about the content, and there's something very specific he's looking for that we've been unable to provide. That's why we've been doing the show for so long.
Yeah.
When he talks, I mean, it's just like so weird because when he talks to us about you, he's like so pissed.
He's pissed at us? I thought.
No, he's insanely.
What is he
pissed.
Saying?
Yeah. He's like,
really
he's,
interesting.
It's like a blind rage. Well, when I can make out the words, up, a lot of times there's so much spittle, I can't even understand what he's saying.
He's because frothy.
Yes. From the trombone, from playing the trombone and trying to play it from so far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dehydrating.
Part of what makes
Well, he's doing a lot. He's doing a lot. He's saying that he tamed that old bitch while he's playing the trombone from far away.
Yeah, he calls her Gray too,
No, he says he says to us that
good catch.
Every opportunity that he's handed you.
Trying to help you out.
You're on book, huh? Yeah. You're scripty.
Okay, this was so good. Can we just have you can we just get one where you do say Gray?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I did. Yeah, I dropped that on that one. I don't know why. Just from the top?
No. Yeah, I mean, if you want. I mean, it's like, I like what you're doing. It's like a subtle thing, but just for in case, like, somebody wants it. Like, let's get one that's sort of on the nose, and we just actually say the line as written.
Yeah. I tamed that old gray dirty bitch. Sorry.
Okay, So I see you giving yourself a thumbs up.
That's not, that we don't need to. I don't think that'll, we shouldn't talk about that, but yeah, I did.
I don't think dirty was in there, I don't want to get caught in a loop.
I don't either.
I
worked with a guy doing Chris Rock stuff, so I don't even want to get, I'm looking to stay away from controversy.
Yeah, stay in your lane a little bit. Yeah.
A lot. So the line again is, I tamed that old gray bitch.
That and we can actually use that. Like, that's good enough for me.
That was
so much better.
I think I could definitely. Well, let me try one as I want it, because just so there's levels. Because that one to me felt very.
Do one for you. Okay, so this is a pickup. We're just gonna get that old gray bitch, and then we're gonna get into something new.
I just want to say, I just want to say, I feel like you guys already are going to use the other one, which I just want to say, if we could just give this one a shot, I think that, because even the way you just framed it is this one's for me.
It's always great to have options.
We will definitely record this. Yeah. We will be using the other one. We will absolutely be using it.
Hold on. Let me just.
Kevin, circle that take, the previous one. I think that is going to be, I'd like to see it in the.
When
in the
you
cut.
Get into post, I'll tell you. You might be looking for the next one, just to be clear. So let's not, I wouldn't even marry yourselves to that. Kevin, I would uncircle that, and I would just let both
don't
of them be there.
Anything.
Kevin,
circle this one too.
Circle it again, and then throw out the pen and the eraser.
I would love to have this one circled too, but I feel like we're really, we'll do it, and I'll let the work speak for itself, I think. We rolling? Are we rolling? Can anyone answer me?
Yes, yeah,
why didn't just someone answer me? I don't know.
I mean, that's a Kevin thing.
Someone
that is
answer.
Rolling is definitely.
We can be rolling. Yeah, we can be rolling.
It's a weird way to say yeah, for sure. Like, that's not. Does anyone feel really confident that we are? I feel like.
You just said that we can be.
Yeah, but it's a yes or no, and for it to kind of take on so many words feels really.
We know it's an option. I mean,
it definitely wasn't a no.
Just that it looks like that's got to make you feel comfortable.
not as. What were you going to say, Kevin? You had, are we rolling?
It looks like we're rolling. Yeah,
it's better, but it's still really like crazy because you're meticulous. We were just, I mean, we're all making fun of his meticulousness, and then for you guys to be so. All right, I'll just do it, and yeah, I'll record it. I have it, so I can send it.
You'll
I think
it
it'd be better for. I don't even want to make the whole big stink about it because it's obviously taken on a weird little life of its own at this point.
No, now it's become such a big deal, yeah, that I'd almost rather just move on entirely. We don't even get it, you know, because we have it.
We have it, but do we have everything we want? And don't stop rolling if that's what you're going to say.
I'm going to swap SD cards. We're out. We're full on that one.
And all our battery, I think, is going to die over here.
I can just... Let me give it to you, and even if it's not rolling, I can get it to you, or you can say, you can call me at another time and say, we want that. I don't have to do it. I mean, the vibe is horrendous right now, to be quite honest with you. The energy is really, it's bad and negative, and I want to do it, and I can't even believe how long I'm talking about it. I feel amazing.
The energy got so bad.
I feel amazing. We got it. I'm seeing it in the cut, like...
That was me testing out all I care about is the finished product.
That's what's important to me. And that isn't a great place right now because we've got
only do one is not great. So let me do one more because I want to move on from this. This has been
sure. Well, you did three. You did one correctly, and then you did two.
I want to do one more. To be clear, and I'm not even pushing back because I think that's great.
Say, oh, we only did one, and it's like, well, you want to do a fourth?
No, and I'm not. Don't make it feel like there's friction. There's no. I'm agreeing. I messed up.
I'm happy.
I'm the happiest person. Yeah,
I'm over the fucking moon with everything.
The fact that I am seeing it in the cut.
I'm Zoloft the man. Listen. Let's not. Look at us. Are we having a good...
Did you say you're Zoloft the man?
Is that like Portugal
like that
the man?
Cut out if possible. I don't want to put too much on Kevin's plate.
It's sort of a misrepresentation of what Zoloft even is.
I agree. Let's get the line and then we can circle back on the Zoloft thing because I'm not proud of it. I don't think anyone's super into it. So let's get the line and move on from that part because this is, again, it's ridiculous how long this is taking. When I feel myself talking, I feel myself losing everyone, and I don't like that feeling at all. Mm-mm. So let's just get it now. Ready? Are we rolling? Kevin, is the SD card back in and new?
Yeah.
There's like an ellipses before
he
that.
He said it's a yes or no question. He said, I mean, it's very, very close to a yes.
It's
100% not a no.
I'm really proud of Kevin because I know how hard this is for him. Especially with everything he's told me about, you know,
and this is
what
actually,
he deals with
this
your
is
show
very,
and,
very much resonating with what Kevin
I know
has
how
said.
Pissed he is.
So. Yeah. That's great for the character that I'm going for right now. So that is while I really would maybe flag and push back a little bit on him being through so much and how proud you are of him. I love that. Let's just get the line so we can move on right away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to do it. Does anyone want to lead me in with anything, or I'll just go
I
cold.
I think we've established who would do that. If it, I mean, well, I definitely don't remember what the lead in was.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to, does anyone
want to? You want me to lead you in with something?
Yeah. What? Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Here we. Okay.
Chemistry.
Somebody
want to
lead me
anyone.
Into the lead in?
Yeah. Well. Okay. All right. Great. Yeah. Give him a lead in.
Give anyone? Me something. You give me something. It'll be a two. This will be a two hander. You
okay.
give me something.
Whatever's
I'll give it back. We'll lead
you.
In.
We will
okay.
not be using it. So this
you'll
is
set it
entirely
up. Yeah.
For
let's
you.
Not.
Okay.
Let's
hang
not,
on.
Okay. Let's not say stuff like that right away because it's not great energy. Okay. I'm gonna lead you in. Then
this
lead
is
me
not
in.
Right away.
Yeah.
Nothing about
lead
what's happening now
okay.
is
give
right away.
I'm not trying to create that tension.
That's I'm losing
not...
it now. I'm losing
no,
my
no,
energy
no,
to be
no,
able to lead in.
Let me lead you in. I'm going to lead you in right now. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm leading you in. I think this one's going to be really good.
Yeah, we're not going to use this, you old gray bitch.
Come on. That's a bad... Okay,
we got it.
What is
that? Felt good.
We actually might just be using.
I was in the zone, and that's all you, man. You set me up. You led me in.
No, you can't.
That really. I went somewhere. I didn't know what I was gonna say.
That actually came out of like me. For all this, I thought this was such a waste of time, but we did end up actually plussing it so
now,
much.
Now hold on. Allow me. Now that we've gone through, I do think the first one I did worked. I think that might have been the one.
That, but that, I'm actually looking at it now. That one was uncircled, so I don't even know how.
Well,
we're
Well, we already
find it
said we weren't uncircled. We said we weren't uncircling.
When
we
I
said
see
we
it in
might
the cut, some the eye line is off.
Well, that's that, yeah. I think I pushed. Shouldn't have. The one I did originally.
But here we are, right? And that's the process, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
Not,
like, that's what's so beautiful.
It's the back
is
and
like,
forth
back
until
every step of the way. You
pressure
push,
makes
it's
diamonds.
It's so funny.
Like,
you plan. And
you were.
Plan
you were
and you plan
right.
And,
you were
and
right.
Then art happens the way it's meant to happen. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it really was an honor to be a part of your process for you to get me where I needed to be. And for
and then and we had no idea the whole time.
Line. Yeah.
That
no,
like I, you've got to, you're just putting us all through our paces to get there.
No, there was a point in the middle where I was like, I hate this man. Like I was hating you.
Yes.
And then ultimately that was what I needed to go where I went.
Exactly. I was pushing for you to get there. And remember when you guys looked at me like I was fucking crazy?
I do.
I remember.
Guilty.
And even
yeah.
that was so long ago now, but I do still barely
and I'll tell
remember
you what.
That.
Even though I got us where we need to be, I still would give that original one a listen. I'm not ready to throw it in the trash just yet. I'd still give it another listen because who knows?
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
How are we doing for SD? I mean, did we...
my sense when the, from Kevin's yeah the second time was that he taped over the old SD card.
Well, that
isn't that
be,
kind of the it, vibe you were getting? No, from that yes?
No, the vibe was very switching, very much that he was switching SD cards. He, knowing Kevin, he would not.
I don't. I mean, I don't know. I've been working. Yeah, I know we all work with him, but I've been working with him a long time. So
a little bit longer than you.
Know
yeah.
Whether a little it's bit a, longer.
We kind of know when he's taping over.
Whether it's a switching yes or a taping over yes, and it's almost always a taping over yes.
Sometimes there's half of the old ones still around, you know, which is
most of his possessions were destroyed in a fire, so we're not exactly like swimming in SD cards over here.
Yeah,
there.
And he's we
literally were for a while because they all melted.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into that because that's important.
You couldn't use them when they're melted. You have to swim in them.
There's definitely a middle ground, but I definitely want to get into that because that is interesting. I would suggest maybe since we don't have that original one, you might just want one more from me to make sure we have it.
Can I talk about, you said you did say you wanted to get into it. Can I talk about something that we discuss in terms of Kevin's fire thing that he did?
Yeah.
That is really sort of.
Do you want to get the line first and then get into that? Or do you want to just get into that now?
I'd say time permitting, we could go back for the line. We have such a good one now. I worry you diminish your own work because you really did send me somewhere with that.
I did. And I'm not
lead in.
I'm making sure we have the options. And I worry about
and what
the time.
I see in your future, Gareth, on this episode is a special thanks.
I don't even want that. But I'm worried about.
You want something more than that? So I'm sort of wondering where I'm being taken now. You know what I mean? Like, if there is
this
another
one
level
is, this one
this.
Is way more. I just want to do the line once and make sure we have it. And that's really, this one's not a journey. The other one I've been thinking on, I knew what I was doing.
Okay, but that's what you were saying about that one, too. The first one.
This
you
one's
were
real, though.
Acting, I know,
I
but
know,
that's
I
what
know.
You do. I like. Yeah. I know you're like, your
and it's interesting. I'm
now.
Going, and I'm thinking, does he think I can do it even better?
No, this one's about me.
That's what it feels like, right? He wants
to
hear me say it again.
And I
wonder.
We need to get one of mine. We need to get one of mine.
Is there more in the tank? But I had something to say about Kevin's fire.
Okay, it's just when you said time permitting, I worry we will run out of time. And I just, that's the vibe.
We're not using any of it. So, like,
don't worry about
that. There's still a whole episode to do. We're not using, except of course the line that we got, like that.
And
we're
maybe
using,
the next option, which is very close to coming. So that's just.
So you want to do? You either want to go with the old one, or you want to take another?
I want to go. I want to have the old.
We can't. We can't use both. I mean, we're not using either.
I agree.
Yeah, that would be weird. We're like layering them or something.
I'm suggesting that.
So strange to use yours when I'm the one who's going to be talking.
Wait, let's wait to post for the big calls, guy. Now, let's just let what I'm suggesting is a lead in, another lead in, not the line for this lead in. Trust the process, not the line for this. Let me get it out there. And then in post, you have the options. And then we can get into this fire thing, which everyone's dying to hear. I'm dying to hear about the fire stuff.
All right. So you're going to lead me into the lead in again?
Yeah, but your lead-in shouldn't be the line this time, just to make sure we have it.
Understood, yeah, and I hope it's not, because that did feel like it took the wind out of your sails in terms of doing the line.
Well, it's just when you hear lead-in, you don't think of...
Which you were gracious about.
But that was your intention, so like...
Yes, no, I was doing a whole...
No, when you did, I was like,
that time you did want that to happen, but this time you don't.
This son of a bitch played me like a fiddle, man. He got me right where we needed to go. I'm really happy with the cut right now. As I'm taking a look at the just sort of the rough assembly.
Oh, so there's an assembly.
This does work.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing about that, what if there's notes?
It's just an editor's pass, but it really, I mean, there's air, like the timing is not perfect.
And the network has honestly been
really
amazing.
Funny.
I'm not seeing.
They could change so fast. And if you don't have the options, it'll be your ass. Yeah, they'll freak out, man. They're your buddies till they ain't. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I've worked this game a long time, boys.
Okay.
Let's just
so
get
awesome.
One more for safety, mm-hmm. and I'll do it. And the lead in will not be the line, because that can throw people. Not the first time, as I planned that very clearly. Okay, so let's just get one more, and I'll do the lead-in. You do the lead-in. Lead-in should not be the line, and then we'll do it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I don't even remember what I led you in with, but let's get this right. So go ahead, do it. Don't do the line though.
Well, the thing about Kevin's fire that we never really talk about that's been frustrating to me is like, obviously it's tragic on his behalf. An explosion, the garage burning. He wakes up. He's worried that. I'm fucking talking.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're in the lead.
Go ahead. You've been doing this forever. The tale as it goes is that there was one of these battery charge, these like Mophie like battery charge, like phone battery chargers, like a portable one that exploded in a backpack. Uh-huh. And of course, it's very sad. His possessions, 2 years of his life, a lot of money put into repairing this. But also, I used to use those little chargers. Sometimes I could really use one.
Do you want this
lead in
or not? Is my question.
Is it a lead in?
Can we just get the lead in? Can we just get the lead in off?
Can we get the lead in clean? Because it's going to feel weird if you just say it out of nowhere.
Well, the lead in feels very much like a subject change, which I was trying to avoid. If you remember when that was the whole thing.
Is this a new direction for it? Is this like a new lead in?
No,
I'm getting confused.
Are you doing
like
a
second lead in?
Because I thought was you were leading into Sean's lead in. Sean was going to be able to do it, be able to do his lead
in. Well, a lead in, yeah, go ahead. Just a lead in is normally not a.
Well, you now need to lead him in again to his part.
We don't need to have him do all that again. I mean, that is.
It doesn't have to be all of it, but he can at least be able to pick up a little bit where he was.
Well, yeah, I do feel like it's hard to start from a dead stop and just.
Okay.
I need to warm the engine up a little.
Yes. Okay, let's.
So give him something.
Okay, the lead in will be. Hey, do the lead in, but remember, I'm going to say the line.
Do you want the lead in to be the line?
No. No. So no, if my option, go ahead again.
You just had pushed so hard to not have it be that, and then I'm not doing it, and then you're like bugging out.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I understand.
Bugging out? Do I look like I was bugging? Excuse me, I'm not a bugger. Guy, I'm chill. Let's get it right. Do it.
That's
do
what I want. That's what I love.
Do it. Let's get there.
Great.
I'm very chill. Hey, don't forget, I'm the fucking guy who got us that first line with my process. So let's not get all. Hey, what's this guy?
No,
doing?
That's right. What I'm
right.
saying.
Right.
I don't
he's
know
right.
where we're
he's
at.
Right.
Maybe I'm
he's
not
right.
allowed to.
He
Maybe
knows
that's
what
why
he's doing.
It works,
he knows what he's doing. That's right.
No,
that's
right. It's definitely it's all right. Frustrating.
So go ahead.
But it's also.
No, it shouldn't be frustrating. Go ahead. Just get. Just go ahead again. Go ahead.
That's my lead-in? I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, all right. So the lead-in will be, hey, go for it. Tell it. Hey, what happened to the fire? Don't make it too
yes.
long.
Well, it's just that and I don't even know if this is true, but supposedly one of these things just spontaneously combusted. Okay. I'm in a position where sometimes, you know, whatever, I'm on set lately. It's not a big fucking deal. I'm just an EP on a show.
Sure.
But it's like,
on set EP.
There's a. So I'm on set. I'm, you know, whatever. I'm
okay.
I've got responsibilities, but sure. You're there and you're on location or something. And your phone starts to wear down and, or you're doing this, you're recording a voice note. Kevin made me record a voice note for this. Cause my SD card's messing up. And, I could use one of those little portable batteries and I used to have them. I would use them, but I'm so scared of them now. And it's gotta be,
all right.
If it's even true what he's saying, it's this massive anomaly.
There
but the
go.
Trauma I've experienced
yeah,
from this
crazy.
Guy's house.
It's crazy.
You know, having its reimagined.
My worry is that if I deliver the line now, it's going to seem so weird. It's just so, it'll be weird.
I was really in it with Sean.
No, yeah, keep going.
It
Sorry.
Felt like
keep,
you had gotten me to a, yeah. So it is sort of unfair, like the emotional burden that I've been asked to carry on Kevin's behalf for this and the sort of and the level of inconvenience, because those things are extremely useful, helpful to have around. Don't you
I'm
think?
Actually sorry to stop
you.
I'm agreeing with Gareth.
Ah.
I think if he delivers the line out, it will just be weird. I think we should I think we should just move on. I agree.
What is that
loud?
No.
It's too weird. It's too weird. Like it's it has no place at the end of the story.
Was, fucking
it's
saying.
So weird.
I was
it's
saying
so
that.
I am agreeing you with thought you. It would we be shouldn't weird. Do it. It's too weird to do it.
Yeah, I may. I
we
may
have to move on. We have to just
deleting.
Move on. Yes.
I was. This is what I was trying. Okay. All right. Well,
is it the lead?
I am
that's
agreeing
the problem
with
on
you.
That take.
No, I know, but it's like it agreeing with me in a. Yeah, that's like I was saying the whole time that that would happen. So I'm not trying to.
I felt like I was building to it, but I do also
good.
Think
it just felt like a total subject change, and it really felt like you were just talking about a totally different thing.
The subject we were on before was, I guess, just you saying the line.
Yes.
It didn't feel like such a
and
rich
this is,
subject,
I guess, what happens when Kevin tries to bring up the fire. Now I'm seeing what happens. These guys are like, hey, this is feeling like a total subject change. I'm trying to do my thing. I'm trying to get
right.
my shit
it's like
off.
This horrible event in his life. Like,
yeah, no. Yeah.
Truly. I mean, he's traumatized, you know, yeah. as I was. I mean, I'm still dealing with the fallout.
Yeah.
But, I mean... It's been so long, like that we've been recording too. That to just like not.
I think if I just get it out real quick, then we could just be done with it. And I
you want
do a
one sentence?
I don't even
you want a one sentence setup that is not the line? Is this right?
Well, I don't even want to. I'm worried that if I agree to a setup, that could be bad. So I'm
just understanding. I'm trying to understand if I'm characterizing this correctly.
Yes,
you would like a one sentence setup that isn't the line.
I just think you'll I think you'll want the so let's just go.
So walk me into it and I will give it to you.
Okay. You know, hey, how about Kevin with all that stuff he's saying about we're here to help that other podcast?
Let's hold for room tone.
Is that
we need to
I'll tame that old great bitch.
We have to get the
are we even getting the line if we need to do in room tone?
All right, recorder's on.
Oh, so we weren't... Okay. So be quiet through the... Okay. Should I do the line?
Maybe I shouldn't be the setup guy. I mean, I think what I'm learning is I'm just not the setup guy. Like,
is that the... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we found out... I'm kind of the guy who does the line. I've probably done
the line.
Take we have, but I don't think I am the setup guy. So maybe that's been the
we
issue.
We could split the line. I think that could be interesting, too. Say it at the same time.
Split the line. We both
could be crazy. Could work. I don't know.
The two of you.
What are we telling the audience? Yeah.
Who does the lead into the? If the two of you are splitting it, then you both do the lead in to the lead in.
I think we've gotten a little lost with this whole lead in thing too. I think that's sort of maybe where the milk turned for us a little bit. I think that lead in stuff. I don't know if we need that. Let's go old school.
Well, I'm saying
just
I feel
jam
like
it in.
No one's been happy with the lead-ins, so.
Well, I mean, I feel like.
I didn't even want
to. But that
do
is
it.
How we got I the one good version of it that we have, and so it feels weird to be like, "Hey, what if we don't do the thing that worked?"
Well, the thing is, we had. All right, let's move ahead, and I'll tell you what. I'll send you guys some options after the show. That's it. There you go, and I don't know why nobody's really reacting to that, but.
Well, I don't understand what the fuck it means, and I'm trying to be nice again, like I am.
I'm trying to move on because I feel like we are now fully fixated on this little thing, and it is not a big deal. And so let's just move on.
We had a lot of stuff planned for the episode, like
let's
we
do
were
that.
Going to
let's,
do.
Let's
like,
do that.
Things
let's
with
guys,
you about
guys,
you about
guys,
your
guys,
show,
guys. I'm looking at the numbers. The episode did amazing. It's up.
Well,
it's out.
Just...
Like it did. Like I haven't seen this in years. This
nice
kind
job,
of numbers,
Sean.
Thanks. I mean,
there were no
I,
notes.
You know,
I told
was...
you, man. The network has been so fucking.
You guys
chill.
Did do the special thanks and the credits, obviously, to get because at this point I'm recouping.
You said you didn't want it.
No, I said,
yeah,
I, wanted
said,
it because
said
I
said
I said I didn't want it because I said I didn't want it because
you
I
said,
thought
I don't even want that.
But I said that because I thought maybe you'd use the line in lieu of me not doing the line. Then yeah, I should have had that.
We
especially
told you
if it's
that
doing
we
great numbers.
We right, but we told you that there was no line. We said the special thanks was there. The special thanks was right there. It was we were about to ship it.
It should
and then you
have
said
been
you didn't want it.
Shipping it is a crazy. Just it doesn't feel current. But I just think that. It there should be some sort of nod in my direction for getting you there. Sean, you know.
On the video feed, we're all sort. There's like we're some of us are kind of nodding. Not really, actually. Not.
I'm like dissociating now. Like, I'm like experiencing like a whole other thing. I'm like,
you mean because of
projecting,
the because of the numbers.
Yeah, just the reception that we've had to the episode, and like how
and that'll do it, right? It's like
been.
More powerful. You're a podcaster. It's like people talk about fucking ayahuasca or whatever. Like, what can really give you these transportive highs? It's like, no, man, you have no fucking idea until you've hit numbers like these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know what high is.
No, I just wanted. I felt like we all were doing a thing, you know, and I just wanted another chance.
We did.
Yeah. And I
it's so funny because I felt like you, I felt like you were doing a thing. And then I felt like we were doing a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's why, where the fuck is my name in the special? You know, whatever. I'm happy. How about this? We'll work on another.
You said you didn't want it because you explicitly said you didn't want it.
Please, let's just work on another line in the future together. That's all I'm asking for. If you get maybe like a 3-line deal with someone, let me just help with that. That's all I'm asking for. A little slice of the pie.
I hate to approach it that way of just like, there will be some line. Like, this line had something to say. It was so organic, and it was so of the moment, and it was inspired by like real source material. Like, it was Kevin's lived experience, and I think that everyone connected to that. And so to just go like, and then we'll do a line. It's so cynical.
Anymore.
It's these fucking sequels. It's this culture of like IP and remakes and like no original thought.
I hate that culture.
I don't really want to participate in like.
We're all on the same page. Yes.
Just producting our audience in this way that is not organic at all.
Let's keep the. We came up with a great thing. The numbers are unbelievable. Let's keep the thing going. Let's do another one sometime. Not the same thing, different thing.
Yeah.
The pushback is great. The pushback is great. And I don't know why. I think we all were feeling something. Then I got us there. Then I maybe did a thing I should have just stayed away from because I just wanted an option for you all.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's awkward. And I don't like that. So let's get it back to where it was. Let's talk about that Polish god a little more. How about that guy, huh? What a-
that, yeah.
That is actually, some fertile comedy territory.
Back,
even thinking
I was
about
in my comfort zone when we were doing that.
Yeah.
But it was also not as good as what we ended up doing.
I know,
when
but
I actually
let's
did the line.
Let's it's the circle back.
I feel good
still,
about. I mean, it's
well,
the it's shipped Garth
Gareth.
What we do is like we do our version of it and then we release it out into the world. We auction it off. The rights are gone. Relativity's got them.
Crazy.
They're in Dana's hands now.
Happened.
Dana and Spacey have the rights. They will do with this project what they feel is right
magic,
for. And it's no longer ours. Yeah, exactly.
I am not one to say I know better than, you know, media moguls who have produced major hits, culturally impactful hits.
I agree.
I'm not exactly going like, but let's check with Gareth. And that's no.
Well, the voice indicates.
That in no way means to diminish. The voice is
me.
The
voice.
This is not,
that was not your normal voice.
I'm saying that's what I'm not saying.
Yeah, but.
And nor are you saying, let's check with, you know, me or.
Yeah, no.
But whoever.
No, I know. It's just there was such synergy going on for a while, and now it feels like we're kind of, I don't know. It's kind of like, if I'm crazy for saying I'm feeling that, you guys, but it just feels like, I don't know, like we had something good back there. The first time I got Sean to say the line, remember that moment that I planned?
I remember it. I just went to the premiere. Like it's very fresh in my mind. Like
that's
I mean.
Well, you can easily listen back to the episode, and remember that moment.
I just did. I just went to the premiere. 17 minutes standing O.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's whale.
This is what, and now we're upset. Like this is exactly like, this is what we've been chasing this whole time.
That's a really good point. It is whale numbers.
See, there's good points. There's good synergy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of mm-hmm. upside.
No, people were saying that in the room. Mm-hmm. As they were standing, they were going, Jesus Christ, these are whale numbers.
These are whale numbers. That's the minutes of the standing O. We did whale numbers.
Yeah, I can't even sit down.
And Brendan was there crying just as much as he did, but not for his own project.
With it anyway?
For mm-hmm. our project.
Right. So it's just sort of
I mean he's got like a special thanks, but like he was, you know.
So there were okay. So there was an area of special thanks in the
There were a couple of Brendan, yes, it was Jake Johnson.
We explicit
it was,
Jake
it was
told
like,
you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That's just to be clear, I didn't want to be nixed off of that list, and it's probably
none of them had said that they did not want it.
You could do a make good because I do want something for it. This could get legally. I don't want to. I mean, I did help with the line, and so I don't want to.
I said near the beginning of the episode, the show is We're Here to Help. Now, all I was saying at the time was just saying the name of your show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you interpreted that as I was saying that the show we were doing was
we were
here to help.
Yeah.
You fucking lost it. I've never seen you like that. Yes, you did.
You bugged out hard.
We need
hard.
To bury that term. I did not bug out.
You we're took bugging. Such
no.
such. You went so far out of your way to say that the show we were doing was not We're Here to Help.
No.
But I guess in retrospect, that would have been an opportunity to have all of this fall under the We're Here to Help
even
jingle.
It's also
right now.
Tell me you've never been on a talk show without telling me you've never been on a talk show.
Yes.
This is what happens.
Whoa,
you fucking you sit down on the couch and
Come
fucking
on.
Seth or whoever goes like, the show is We're Here to Help. That
Feels
they're
like
saying the name of your show.
Out.
They're not saying
someone's bugging out.
They're not saying fucking Late Night with Seth Meyers has been changed to We're Here to Help. They're saying this is the show that this person is plugging. Like I'm promoting their thing for them.
God.
They're gesturing to you. This
so,
is what Hayes was doing.
So the show is the you. Bear and Eben Moss Backrack is like, what the fuck are you talking about? The show is Late Night
not.
With Seth Meyers.
Hey, am I laughing right now? I'm having a laugh. Because I'm having a good time, okay? Nobody's bugging out. Golly.
I do love the positivity, but it doesn't erase. It's a little bit of gaslighting for me because you were bugging out very hard when Hayes said the show, and you just assumed that someone was trying to steal from you and when we were trying to support you.
Do I look like I'm bugging out? Come on. I'm very chill. Very chill. Hey, remember, how about this? Wise. Remember that? Wise.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's
we ended up
me.
Doing that. That was the toughest thing
that
to lose.
I didn't even know it was part of the... I'm very confused as to what the finished product is.
Kill your darlings, you know?
Kill your what?
We clung for dear life to that moment because we really remembered it being
like
so fun in the room.
Brendan
it
was
just didn't
sobbing
play.
Over
like
that
30,
one.
Didn't Brent, play.
I said that like 40 minutes ago, and that was, yeah, okay, look.
But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you know, this,
yeah.
Like,
I'm just here to say, fucking A, this has been an awesome jam sesh. To get
Bye.
Together.
Recording stopped.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.